If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake. No, no, not yet. Whoa, no, not yet. Whoa, no, no, not yet. Whoa, I'm afraid I'll end up nowhere.
Hello, my roller coaster riders, and welcome to Roller Coaster All the Way from Bloody Edinburgh. Guys, I've never done this before, recorded from a new location. I'm currently lying in bed in Edinburgh with Miss Abby Blythe.
Hello.
Woo! Look at me absolutely spoiling you. Last week I had Erin on. Now I've got Abby on. I'm absolutely treating you. Don't say I'm no good to you. But me and Abby are in a wee overnight at Norton House in Edinburgh on a sort of spa wellness retreat, recharging our batteries ahead of a busy week. But a busy year, it's looking
it's
like.
It's a busy year. And we're currently lying in bed. Two iced caramel lattes.
We've both got really, really upset.
Yes.
We might have ordered a wee late Domino's last night and we're absolutely paying for it this morning.
1,000%.
It's not so good. But do you know what? At least we're both in the same boat and we're not, neither of us are awkward about the other one having a sore tummy.
Nah, we just know. We're floating and tall and as girly as
we get
know.
It. We get it. If there's anyone I want to have a dodgy tummy around, it is actually
yeah,
you. But long story cut short, guys, we're here for a podcast episode together. Woohoo! Warm welcome to Abby. And today we're actually going to be your agony aunts.
Love it.
Remember, did you ever, so when I was younger, I used to get magazines. I can't remember what it was called. I don't know if it was Top of the Pops or if it was something else, but it had an agony aunt section in it.
Oh, I used to read it as if like my life was falling apart.
Yeah.
At 16.
Yeah, like what were we so concerned about back in those days? But to be fair, teenagers use our body hard. But anyway, we're going to be your agony aunts today. So I put up a wee story on the At Roller Coaster podcast page, which you should all be following by now. And people sent in their agony aunt requests.
Wow, I'm excited. Oh my God, I'm nervous.
McGann and Abby here at your service.
Yep.
To sort out your problems.
If you follow our advice, it doesn't work out.
Yeah. Don't shoot the messenger.
This is a disclaimer. Do not shoot the messenger.
Now, we don't know if this will solve your life problems.
If my life's set to go by, don't follow my advice.
Well, if anyone is the picture of resilience, it is you. So maybe you could share some...
Aye, words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom on that topic. But without further ado, roller coaster riders, let's get bloody into it.
Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet, whoa, no, not yet, whoa, no, no, not yet, whoa, I'm not gonna wake up.
So I've actually not read any of these because I like it to be like, okay, I'm seeing it for the first time here. Don't want to cheat. I did make sure people were sending them in because that would be awkward if there was none. But I can see that there is some here. Now, one has caught my eye right away because I'm seeing a picture of an engagement ring.
Wow.
Yep. So let's dive into this one, shall we? So this girl has said, me and my fiance are engaged and I got the most magical proposal on a boat in Jamaica. Gee whiz. Totally unexpected, so I never told him what rings I like, and I hate my ring, and I feel so ungrateful. I know it was a lot of money, but it's just not me at all, and I don't have the heart to tell him. Every time I look at it, it crushes my soul that he's picked the most random design. What can I do? Right, she sent a picture of it, and she says, please don't share the pic. It needs to be anonymous. Oh, don't you worry, honey. It is absolutely safe with us.
Get that made bigger.
How did we do that? How to...
Wait, maybe we're going to need to enlarge.
Right. Okay. Screenshot and zoom.
And zoom.
Right, let's see.
A boat in Jamaica, jeez. That's a proposal.
That's who I need.
Right. Do you know what? I'm not offended by it. Are you?
You didn't like it. Do you know what? I think it's a he's spent a fortune on that.
Yeah,
ring, for starters.
I mean, it is covered.
I think it's a beautiful ring. I think it's just more unique. So like, right, it's maybe not a ring that like us girls, like now when you go ring shopping, you do typically see the same shape of ring, the same style of ring. So I think like as a girl, you end up thinking, oh, that's what I'll have.
Right.
Whereas I actually do think behind that, he's probably been like, she's so special, I want to like, maybe, I don't know if that does kind of look to me as if that's been custom made.
I know.
That doesn't look to me as if he's just been, oh, I'll pick that for her. Like, I think he's put a lot of effort and time into like trying to get you something specific and unique.
It's not, pardon the pun, but he's really pushed the boat out with that one, I think.
I mean, that's a rock.
I personally think that is gorgeous, but the point is, she doesn't like it and it's not her style and she's looking at it every day and thinking, hell no.
Yeah.
Now that's, regardless of other people liking it, that style is subjective. So like what I like, Abby, you might not necessarily wear it and vice versa. So you don't like it and it doesn't matter if me and Abby like it because it's not our fucking ring.
It's so on my finger, sadly.
I actually heard this on... still nothing around my ring finger, weirdly.
Weirdly. That's missing.
That is strange. I actually heard this on Sophia and Chinsia's podcast. Their question of the week was like, do you tell someone you don't like your ring? And in all honesty, I think you do. Is it going to be easy? Fuck no, it's not. But no. You're looking at that, fingers crossed, all going well. You're looking at that for the rest of your life.
Right.
That's not something like, I say a Christmas present that you maybe weren't keen on. You wear it a few times just till they forget about it. You're wearing that every single day. You need to love that. Actually, I said to Pav, one of my Christmas presents, he got me this necklace and it was so thoughtful and it was absolutely gorgeous, but it was really, really dainty. And I don't do dainty. Like, look at the shit I wear. I've got cartoons hanging off my neck, right? So, like, I just don't do dainty and I just knew I wouldn't wear that. And like that, I knew he'd spent money on it. Not engagement prices, that's for sure. But I felt terrible. But I just said to him, Pav, I don't want your money to go to waste. And I'm not 100%, like, I'm not going to wear that.
No.
So it's hard, but it's the right thing to do. And now he's ordered me a troll necklace, which is much more up my street.
Oh, for God's sake. Why am I scared to see that? Why?
It's so cute.
Yeah, no, I don't buy that.
It's like a gold necklace with a wee troll on it, and then like he's got a wee multicolored hairdo.
Oh, for God's
sake. So, I mean, I've learned a lesson there that it's very awkward to tackle. And me and Pav, we're actually coming up to our year anniversary, guys. So we're a fairly new couple as well. So
even
I felt
more awkward, I think.
Really awkward saying, oh, shit. Because there is always those teething issues. Like,
but my only thing I would say to you, the longer you leave it, the less you can tell them. Because at the end of the day, and this is just from what I know about rings, right?
Clearly not a lot, but...
Is that from experience?
Picked a few diamonds in my time. They just never actually seem to make it for the shops in my finger.
They're actually all sitting. The weird things are only glass cabinets.
Weirdly enough, they're still all sitting there. It's an odd. I think personally, you can like see you saying to him. Like, I just don't love the design. I love the ring, and I love like how
the font.
Yeah, all of that behind it. So I was just wondering, is there any way I can tweak it? You could even go in with that. Because look, there's been many a times my dad's bought my mum rings, and she's been like that.
Yeah,
I need to tweak that. So you can maybe say, like, you could take that into jewellers and maybe be like, could I change this part?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to want any less, because I see a lot of diamonds there.
I know.
You can maybe just say, is there any way I could just tweak a wee bit?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if I'd be annoyed. I think I'd be all right if someone said that.
Same. Especially if you've spent all your money on it.
He wants you to love it.
What exactly? This is about to be your husband. Yous are about to live happily ever after. He wants you to be happy. Like, yeah, he might be a little bit butthurt in the first instance. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what your fiancé's like. Sounds bloody lovely, but it sounds it. Taking you on a boat in Jamaica and buying your gorgeous ring. So I think he will honestly be like, look...
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Like, he's a boy, right? Boys don't actually get it.
Would he know if you'd done it without asking him? But then that's not an honest wife move. Yeah. Take that. Look, guys, do not take that advice.
This is what not to
do. But do you know what else, by the way? Another way you could push this. I know a couple of my friends got married and they changed the band or the way the ring was sitting so that their wedding band could sit nicer.
Ah.
So you could go wedding band shopping because obviously you're going to get that if you're getting married.
And that could
And you could just be like, by the way, I would actually prefer this. Do you think I can maybe change a wee bit of this on my ring so that my wedding band sits nicer? And then you're killing two birds with one stone.
Exactly. I think... Yeah, he'll be a wee bit like, probably a wee bit gutted that he's not got it 100% accurate. But this is why people go ring shopping, because honestly, what a really tough decision that is to just go in a jeweller's and pick a ring that you have to love for the rest of your life. Because also, it can't even be something that like just fits your style right now. It's something that is timeless and is going to last forever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I love, like, really extra. Like, I always say, Pav, I'd want, like, a pink ring or, like, a yellow ring, like, diamond or whatever.
I love yellow diamonds.
But I'm like, I need to make sure that I'm still going to love that when I'm... I mean, who knows what age I'll make it to, folks, but potentially what age or something, I don't know.
Aye.
If it all going well. You need to make... You know, it's a lot of pressure for someone to go and pick something, so I do think... I used to always say, I would like to never have a say in it. I want them just to pick. But actually, when you really deep it, I think maybe I should have a wee ring shop with them.
Because at the end of the day, you're not going to pick it down to the very last fine detail. You're just going to say to them...
Nudge them in the right direction.
Like, I pure love a square diamond, or I love an oval. I love a gold band, I love a silver.
Yeah.
Like, leave it at that. Give them some direction to go in, because... I personally wouldn't want a silver band. I've always said that.
Right.
I am a gold ring girly.
See, I don't know, because I go between.
See, I don't ever gold through and through. And see, I try on my friend's engagement rings, I'm like, gold.
I think my perfect ring is gold band, pink.
Wow.
Rock.
See, I love a yellow.
I do love yellow as well, but I also don't care, like, personally, because I don't know anything about diamonds and carats.
No, I know
about
to say.
I don't care what you spent on that, what it is. See, as long as I look at that go, that is me.
Like, obviously, a lot of my friends aren't getting engaged or married now, and they talk about, like, a diamond and is it lab diamond?
A lab diamond,
yeah. I'm sorry. I would rather you spent less and got me the ring that I like the look of.
Me too.
And it's been made in a lab than you spending, like, because Mate, I thought a carrot, like, see people say, I've got a 3-carat diamond ring. That's like, carrots are, I think, like, actual diamonds are tiny.
Tiny.
And I'm like, I don't want you spending, I mean, I do want you spending all your money, but I don't want you spending it on a wee totey diamond.
No.
Like, I don't know any different. And what you're a way to do that so that everyone else round about is like, oh, she'd get a lab grown diamond. Yeah.
And who cares?
Look at it. Look at the size of that.
It's stunning.
It's massive.
Yeah. No, I really don't care about that. But the conclusion here is, I think.
Tell him.
It's a very awkward one, but just go about it and be like, look. Aye. What can be his name? Timmy. Babe, Timmy, this is so stunning. And what about that engagement, by the way? That we were out in the blue sea on that boat in Jamaica. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Like, you have absolutely pulled it out the park, Timmy. But the only thing, and I'm being picky here, Timmy, the only thing is this ring, I just feel like it's not 100% me.
That's it.
And I want to look at this ring and see me and you.
I know. I want to love this ring the way I love you.
Like, I just know how much I could love this. Like,
There's potential here.
Yeah.
We're just not quite at it.
Yeah. So we just need a wee tweak here and there. Let's get, Timmy, let's go down to the jewelers. The jewelers.
I don't know.
Let's go for Nando's and we'll pop in the jewellers whilst we're there.
Go on the football, do it while he's watching the football and he's not paying attention. And he's like, babe, betting for you to shut up.
Honestly, I think it'll be a bit of an awkward thing to tackle, but he sounds like an absolute cracking man and I'm sure he will just want you to love it as much as he loves you. And honestly, update is when he's get married, because if this is a proposal, God, the wedding's going to be...
I feel like if you get that ring changed, we should at least be night guests.
We need to come.
Sorry, but this is our payment for today.
Yeah.
You get that ring changed, I'm sure that was a night guest. I don't need to be a day guest, you don't need to pay a meal.
Yeah.
But I'm at least coming for the disco.
But good luck and happy engagement. Woo. Right, moving on to our next one. I've got opinion on when is right to bring guys home when you still live at home. I'm 22 years old, by the way.
Oofed.
So is this for like a one night stand, do you think? Or is someone she's seen? When do you think is the right time to bring guys home?
That's a tricky one, by the way. I don't know if you mean a one-night stand.
If you mean boyfriend sense, I would say, personally, I brought Pav home after we'd been on like 3 or 4 dates.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
No.
Like, about if you're seeing them as such. But personally, a one-night stand would never cross my front door.
Never. My dad would actually exile them.
It's not even that. There's not an ounce of privacy that goes on in my house at the moment. Like, my dad would be like, morning, teen toast. Who are you? Or, like, do you know, and it's just, no, I'm sorry. Bear and Coco would be in. Mia would be in. My brother's up for work. Absolutely not.
I think I'd honestly get into deep, deep trouble. I don't know. I mean, I'm 25. That should be fine. Like, I'm literally an adult, but I think I would be in big trouble.
Oh, aye. Big.
Like, yeah, I can't even possibly imagine that. I've never actually like experienced a one night stand personally, but it's always intrigued me. Like, how does that process work? When I've like heard people talk about it, like having to sneak out afterwards. That sounds really, really, I think I'd just be far too anxious. I couldn't be bringing people home. I've brought people home for like sleepovers. Like, I've had like a girlfriend and like maybe like a boyfriend there as well, but there's been no sexual activity. So
I also think having sex, this is just me, my old age now, having sex knowing my mum and dad are next door would quite possibly be impossible for me to have sex.
Yeah.
Like, see, when I was younger and you had your wee boyfriend up and it was like, oh my God, so funny to do it. Right, absolutely not. Like, and I also think, why you not take me back to yours, mate?
Yeah.
Like, that would kind of give me the ick. Or do you know what? Book the Dakota. You get a last minute deal.
Last minute rooms.
Book the Dakota, a wee bit of breakfast in the morning, sit in my robe.
Yeah, treat me like a princess.
Get to know you better.
Yeah. No, that's true. Look, if it's a one night stand and you're really wanting a bit of this, take me to a hotel.
Aye. You're going to pay for it, mate. Yeah, I'll get up the road to good moths and all. No chance. Know.
No, absolutely. So I personally wouldn't be taking anyone home for a one-night stand because it would go down like an absolute lead balloon, yeah. That's for sure. And if it's someone you're seeing, I honestly think the earlier the better. I mean, yeah. All very circumstantial. But I would say the earlier the better because I personally really care about my family's opinion. So I kind of like to see what they make of the person anyway. But 22, Taylor Swift, 22. I'm feeling 22.
You were my best years, you know that?
Yeah, 22 was a nice age. I enjoyed. Although I was in COVID at that time.
Were you?
I was turning 22 in COVID, oh, yeah.
That was the first year I went to Ibiza, I'm sure.
Was it?
And oh my God. I went there just nearly single at the time. And I came back a different gal.
Wow.
And I loved it. It was like, was there something like 26 of us at Ibiza?
Wow.
It really made me.
Mm.
Yeah, honestly, enjoy. See if I said a one-night stand, obviously be safe. Always, yeah. You know, take precautions here. Have fun, man. They yeah. are, because you're going to settle down at some point.
Yeah.
I have learned that now that I'm out of a relationship. Like, I wish those years there, I just was living my best life.
Yeah, out having fun.
Uh-huh, because honestly, that is what it's for.
It is. Your 20s are for living life.
Oh, they're your best years ever.
20s are so weird, like, it's like you still need to be out living your life and like having so much fun, but there's all this weird pressure of like get like, well, you need to figure things out. And now that I'm like 25 and I'll be obviously heading into my later 20s, I wish I didn't panic so much in my early 20s. Like,
same.
Oh, what am I doing with my life? Or I need to save up and move out. Like, what is the rush?
What, honestly, see, now I'm like, I wish I listened to people when they were like, Abby, you've got your full life ahead of you. Now you think, no, I've not.
You
no,
don't see I, it like that no. at the time.
And now I'm like, oh, wow.
I know.
If I could turn back time and go.
If I could turn back time.
I would go wild.
I know. So the motto of this, guys, is have your one-night stands and have fun.
Just wear protection.
Next one. Partner's mum, what to do when she's really obvious about hating you? Well,
do you know what? It's always tricky because at the end of the day, it is your partner's mum.
Yep.
And you do have to remember that if the shoe was on the other foot, like I do believe if someone was really rude about my mum or dad,
mm-hmm.
I would roll a bit with you.
Yeah, like, no, exactly.
Like, come ahead, like, honestly.
You can slag your own mum and dad, but no one else can.
Like, see when I say, oh, she's doing my head, and then they're like, I know, she, and I'm like,
I know, I'm sorry. Like, sorry, what are you saying?
Why are you piping up? Yeah. Was I talking to you?
Yeah.
However, I do believe that this is also, like, flip it. I do believe that your partner has to step in at some point and 100%. Be like, wait a wee minute here. It's obvious you don't like her.
Yeah.
Talking about the mum not liking you. And they maybe need to have a chat.
Oh, yes.
Because see, at the end of the day, I do think that's the boy mums. They've just got a weird thing when there's a girlfriend involved.
Yeah.
It's as if you're stealing them.
Yeah. Mums and sons have really different relationships. Like, even, like, my mum and wee brother, like, I'm, like, love my mum to bits. Obviously, me and my mum get on really, really, really well. But, like, she's obsessed with Paul. Like, when I lived at home, I used to be like, you're obsessed with him. And, like, mums and sons, they just... I think, yeah, they maybe do struggle. I'm not saying my mum personally, like, I don't know. But I've never seen her be weird with, like, Paul's girlfriend or whatever. But I do think they have this, like, that's their wee baby and they probably don't like the thought of this girl swooping in and all of a sudden they spend all their time with their girlfriend and, like, they become the number one girl in their life over their mum. So I think it is, like, a really difficult situation. I also think... You can't pick your boyfriend's family.
No.
That's definitely...
My only thing I'd say, there's nothing I would... Look, this is what I would personally do. Treat her with kindness.
Kill her with kindness.
Or you would get the most sweetest, cutest, loveliest gal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just think you're not going to have a reason to hate me.
Yeah, and don't stoop to that level.
No, never stoop to the mother-in-law's level. Mm-hmm. Ever. Honestly, I'm with that, no chance. Like, I just think as well, see the older you get, grow up. Your son's moving on.
I know.
Like, see this, try to hold on to him. I'm not taking him for life. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want them that bad, you can have them.
it is very hard. Like, obviously, in an ideal world, like, your boyfriend's family and all get on, you get on in perfect harmony. Yeah. It's like your big setting family. It's absolutely amazing and mm-hmm. so fun. And that's your future mother-in-law and it's all rainbows and daisies. But seeing actual fact, I don't think that is many people's reality.
No.
It's definitely some people's reality, but I don't think that is the case for absolutely everyone.
No.
So I know it's shit. Like, I absolutely do know that, trust me. But I don't think it's a be-all and end-all. Like, a lot of people probably are facing the same thing. So you can kind of take comfort in that. And I'm sure you have a lovely relationship with your own family. So you don't necessarily need.
No.
And also this is another thing I've learned. You don't actually need, like, the mum to love you. If they don't love you, they're lost.
This is what I was just about to say. As much as I'm, like, killer with kindness, try a couple of times. Like, I do always say that. I will maybe try 2-3 times max in case maybe I've got you in a bad day. However, see, by the third time, if you don't like me, and this, again, I think it comes with age that I've only realised probably in the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like me, that's actually all right.
Yeah.
I am not going to buy my way into, like, a friendship or buy my way into a relationship. If you don't like me from the get-go, then, say, to be honest, you actually don't deserve to be around me.
No.
And this is the thing, you don't have to be nasty. You'll always be civil. You'll always be respectful about her.
Yeah.
If anything, if you're ever in her company, you will always treat her with respect.
Yeah.
But you can have respect with somebody, but also have distance.
Yeah.
And I just think I would leave it at that. I'd be like, I tried with you. Didn't work. Sure loss.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because obviously there must be something, like, you obviously must be a nice person for the son to love you.
Exactly.
So.
And as long as your boyfriend does have your back, and, like, I would like to think that he's saying to her, like, the way you're treating her, like, isn't fair. Like, but also, sons can't change their mums.
No.
That's another thing. Like, if his mum is just like that and she's got this fucking bee in her bonnet. Do you know one of my friends, I can't remember who, I think it's maybe, oh, it was my friend Holly, thought the saying was a bean in your bonnet, like a baked bean in your bonnet.
Behind bean
in the bonnet. Hating the hams. But yeah, as long as your boyfriend takes your side and doesn't make you feel like you're, like, a one-man band
aye.
On the opposite ends of the fighting field. As long as he's got your back, that's all he can do. But he can't change his mum.
No.
And her relationship with you doesn't affect your relationship with him. Used to go and live happily ever after. And if she doesn't like it, then...
her loss.
She can shove it up her arse.
That's it.
Right, we've got a big long one here. So me and my boyfriend got back together after 2 months ago, after being together since June and being apart for a month. The other night, this boy phoned me at 3 a.m. Someone who I'd only spoken to at my workplace, and previous to that, it would have been years since we last spoke. I was with my boyfriend at the time in my kitchen, so I answered the phone and put it on speaker so he could hear, as I was just confused as to why he was calling me. The call wouldn't connect, so my boyfriend demanded... I asked him what he wanted, and when he replied, he said he was bored and can't sleep because he had been on it that night. My boyfriend got so angry, making it out to be my fault, saying, how would you feel if a girl called me at 3 a.m, put yourself in my shoes, etc. I stood up for myself, saying, how is it my fault or my problem that he decided to call me at this time? He said, why does he feel comfortable enough to call you, especially at this time? That boy that called me doesn't even know that I'm in a relationship, as we just got back together, so we're keeping it quiet. So I said to him he must be comfortable enough to do that because he thinks I'm single. He's so overprotective of messaging me and accuses me of talking to other boys when the only boys I speak to are literally him and my other male friend from high school, who I don't even talk to anymore. Well, this is so long. I also previously had to cut off an old friend from primary school because he had given me a lift. We were literally in the car for no more than 5 minutes, and then I get hit with, how would you feel? Why is this man so overprotective? I don't understand what I should say to him to help prove my point. Now,
I don't think my answer
is in favour.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. If a girl phoned Pat at 3 a.m, I would probably have a similar response.
Yeah, I'll be honest, right? Take it from someone who has been cheated on.
Yeah.
That to me would set me off because, and now you were single for a month, right? So within that month, if you had any like intimacy or whatever with that boy, you crack on, you are single. That's rightly so. However, this is when I think getting back with each other sometimes is the issue.
I know.
You either be honest and lay everything on the table and be like, by the way, I was once chatting to a boy. It never went anywhere, but we were chatting.
Yeah.
So that he knows, like, that's what that was for. Or I just don't see how that would work. And personally, I always think if you've got nothing to hide, go in with a more gentle approach.
Me
like,
too.
Be like, look, I do get that. Like,
yeah.
Have a look at these messages. I don't think that's weird. Like, see when people are like, nah, I shouldn't really need to prove myself. But you should. Because see, at the end of the day, if you love someone, you do want to make sure that that person's not insecure. Because trust me, there is no worse feeling in the world than sitting wondering if there's more to something or if your partner's cheating on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think, okay, the overprotectiveness might be overbearing. I think you could say to him, look, you're going to have to trust me on this.
Yeah.
However, that to me is... just because he loves you, you are back together. He obviously wants to make it work. And he's like a bit like, why would a guy phone you at 3 a.m? Because I'll be honest.
Yeah.
If someone phoned somebody out, a girl phoned like someone I was with at 3 a.m.
It doesn't look good.
Rest assured, that wouldn't sit well with me.
And also, if I know you're keeping it quiet because you've just got back together, but if that is someone you had spoke to for a bit whilst you were single, I do think you should say to him, by the way, I'm like off the market again, like I'm back with my ex.
Yeah, 100%.
To prevent these things from happening, like, I think, yeah, you don't need to go and like publicise it and post it all over everything if you're not like quite there yet with it. But I think anyone you've been speaking to, I think the right thing to do is to say, by the way, refrain from contacting me. I am back with my ex.
1,000%. And this is the thing as well. Like, I have a lot of very, very close boy pals.
Yeah,
like,
me too. Like,
we text 1 to 1, we go for lunch 1 to 1. And any relationship I've been into, I've always, from the get-go, been like,
This is blah, blah, blah.
This is who these are.
Yeah.
This is my level of closeness. And, like, they will always be around. And I think the boys have always done the same with any girlfriends they get with. Like, there's 9 girls in our group. And we're all very, like, huggy. Like, when we're going, we're always, like, kissing the cheek and whatever.
Yeah.
And everyone's always very comfortable because we've set that boundary
from the get-go.
So, like, see if this boy is just a friend. I think you'd need to say, look, he is honestly just a friend. Like, there's nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've spoke to him when you've been single in a non-friend way...
I know.
Then you can't really have him a bit when you've just tried to get back with your ex.
No.
Because, do you know what? It's only going to make your life harder.
I know. I am so here for, like... Like you said, you got a lift off someone you knew from primary school or whatever. And I, like, that's probably something I would do, right? But, like, then when I flip it around, because I would say I've always been quite naive, right? Like, some of the situations I've got myself into, oh, honestly.
My God. You'd be dumped.
I just think everyone's my friend, right? I'm one of these dafties who's like... oh, but I got speaking to this boy at the bar and he's so nice, he's my friend. Mm-hmm. And like my boyfriend, whoever it is at the time, is like, no, they're not. And they're like, no boy wants to be your friend, no offence, unless it's someone you've known like for your whole life or you know them on a deeper level. But if you if you get speaking to someone on a night out and they're just being nice to you and you think they want to be my friend, chances are, no, they don't, right?
No.
So I have learned as I've got older, like, when I flip that around, actually, why would a random girl who you went to primary school care to give you a lift home? Because they've not seen you in about, 10, 15 years?
Wait, chat. My first answer would be, what did you talk about?
Yeah, what are you talking about in the car? So I can honestly get it. And sometimes I can put my hands up. I'm quite naive and I just think, everyone wants to be my friend. No, they don't, right? And if I flip that round, would I be that comfortable with my boyfriend doing that? Probably not. And oh my God, if someone phoned Pav at 3 a.m, I think I'd maybe go into cardiac arrest. Because that's not looking good.
Nah. Take it from someone who knows. It doesn't look good, and it's usually not. It's usually what it is.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
And see the overall picture of this, like taking he said she said away from it. see if you don't actually have like the foundation of trust in a relationship.
Oh, done.
I just don't know if it will ever work. And I think when the trust is broken, I'm not saying you broke his trust, but like however the trust is broken, I don't know how effectively you can build that back.
I think
you can pretend.
I don't think you can. I honestly do believe the minute you don't trust that person, you're not trusting them for a reason.
It's done.
Like, honestly,
And I'm not saying that's like...
right into that, but like, it's... I just think it's... you're never going to trust them. Like, but people can make a mistake. I do genuinely believe that. You can make a wee mistake and be the most sorry person in the world. And then I think that's different. But like, I think if you're questioning every single thing, mm-hmm. like if he's going to start questioning you all the time, it's only going to make his...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Security is worse, which yeah. to then, it's actually going to ruin your relationship.
Yeah.
And that might have been a relationship that was worth having.
I know. So it's one of those ones like, you be 100% honest with him and you show him absolutely nothing to hide if that's the case. Mm-hmm. But if he, like, can't forget about it and move on from it and trust you going forward, it's not going to work. And at that point, I think it's time to, like, bow out gracefully. I do think splitting up with someone and then getting back together is always going to... It's never going to be the same as the first time. Nah. I mean, it can be, who am I to say it can't be, but I do think it's always going to be much harder because you know you've had that time apart and you're probably always going to wonder what they got up to during that time apart.
And is it anyone ever going to say, oh, by the way, yeah, I had five one-night stands.
I know. So it's one of those ones. But the conclusion of that is you need to trust your partner.
Yeah, and I think you just need to be, like, maybe be a bit... more gentle towards somebody else's feelings if they are feeling a bit iffy.
Yeah, for sure. But I hope you sort it out and whatever's meant to be will be. Right, we've got, hey, so I've been with my boyfriend for nearly 2 years and I love him loads. I know, cringe, but for the past few months the sex has gone downhill big time. For the first year and a half, everything was perfect and good both ends. But now he has stopped initiating sex. It's always me who initiates it. And half of the time, I get shut down because he's not in the mood or tired, etc. Mm. Like, what boy doesn't want his girl all over him? I know he's been very busy with work and family, etc. But each time he shuts me down, I feel like he doesn't want me and he doesn't find me attractive anymore. That's so sad. I have spoke with him about it and he said try putting more effort surrounding the topic. But at the end of the day, I won't ever force him to have sex with me. I know 100% there's not another girl there, so don't worry, it's not any of that. Any advice on what else I could do would be appreciated. P.S. I love the podcast. Thanks. Thanks so much. I'm glad you love the podcast. Right. Oh, this is a hard one.
Yeah, that's a sense of one.
It isn't because, so, gosh, sorry to mom and dad listening, but sometimes I personally go through phases where I just don't want to and have intercourse, right? Like, I don't know why. Like, I literally look at Pav and I think, wow, like, I couldn't fancy him anymore if I tried, right? Like, I really, 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 really fancy him. But sometimes I'm just not in the mood, and it can be for loads of different reasons. Like sometimes I get quite bad PMS, so sometimes that can be it. Sometimes I honestly know the excuse, I'm tired. Like people are like, that's not a real excuse, but trust me, sometimes I get in my bed and I'm like,
aye,
honestly know the night, pal. Like I can't move, I can't even move my pinky right now, never mind anything else. So I can definitely say that there's sometimes I'm like, sorry, know the now. And that doesn't mean that I don't fancy him, but I can understand that it might look like that. But if you're saying it's been going on for like the past, how long is she saying? Past 6 months, basically.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
And what I will say is the longer that goes on, the harder it's going to be to get out of that.
Oh, 100%.
So I see it from both sides. One, that like there's been times in like my most previous relationship where I've been so insecure in myself.
Mm.
I mean, like, not because of myself, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I maybe wouldn't want to take my clothes off in front of that person, or I wouldn't want them to, like, I don't know, I never thought I was attractive enough. So, like,
so
I would put myself off doing it because I would just be so worked up about it. Or because sometimes I used to think, well, like, I don't know. But I think he's maybe in a wee bit of a, like,
yeah, that
in
could that be, mood yeah.
where, like, he's maybe, like, I don't know, been stressed at work, or it can be down to some simple things, like maybe not going to the gym, maybe just eating crap all the time. You just feel a bit sluggish in yourself.
Yeah.
But then if I had a chat with you, I would expect you to say that to me. But then flip it, this is how I would deal with that. I would stop initiating it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, see when you, it's like, what do you call that? Is it reverse psychology?
Yes.
When a guy thinks you're always there and then you're no there,
you want it.
It's like when you are amazing for a boy and you do everything for a boy and then you pull that back, oh, they notice rapid.
Yeah.
And they're like, where did you go?
Uh-huh.
So I would just be like, I've tried, you're saying no.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to stop trying. And I maybe wouldn't put 100% effort in all together if you're not going to get what you need back out of it. Because at the end of the day, if you're like, I want to have sex with you, that's a part of your needs.
Mm-hmm,
and that exactly. part of your relationship, he's not doing.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, you're doing it for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pull it back. And I wouldn't be like spiteful about it, but I would just stop doing it.
Yeah, and just see how he reacts to that.
And at the end of the day, he should notice. And I think if he doesn't notice, then that's when
there's
I'd
a bigger
like,
problem.
There's a bigger problem here.
It's mad as well, like, because honestly, I mean, it's such like a awkward topic to talk about, especially when your mum and dad listening to the podcast. But like, sex is a very important part of being in a relationship. Because if you don't have sex, then you're just friends, ultimately.
Yeah, you're just lying in bed with somebody.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? That's like, it. You're just having a sleepover with somebody, and you can have a sleepover with any Tom, Dick and Harry. So.
And you can have sex with anyone.
Yeah.
That is it. Like, you can have sex with a stranger, but like, when you're in a relationship, I know it's always so cringe, like, you're making love. It's not about that. You're just, but there's love there.
There is, 100%.
It's not sex. It should be, like, intimacy.
Yeah.
And I think
it's vital for a relationship, a happy, healthy relationship you do have.
And there will be times, trust me, like, there's been times where it will go up and down and on both parts, like, there'll just be times where maybe things are going on in life, your life's maybe, like, a personal life maybe not as good. So, like, your mood for sex is a wee bit different.
Not there, yeah.
However, there should be, like, odd times where maybe, like, you're just in bed together and it just happens. Or you're drinking together and it happens and you're having fun. And
yeah.
I think, though, if there's, like, opportunities and it should have happened and it's not happened, I would definitely be like, right, well, I'm going to pull back.
Yeah. And it's good you've said, like, I know 100% there's not another girl. So, like, thank God you don't have to worry about that. So I do think it is more
a him thing.
It's a him thing, yeah. And so I would do what Abby's done and say, right, do you know what? I've done my part. I'm going to retract a bit. And that'll probably be quite hard. Like, that's not your instinct to retract. But I think that is the next steps here and see how he reacts. And if more time goes by and he isn't bothering to try and he also isn't giving you a valid reason, I hate to say that, but I think that's maybe when you have to think, like, right, is something wrong with the relationship? Because you can't live the rest of your life never having intimate moments.
No.
But I would definitely do that first, and I wouldn't say this is an absolute car crash of a situation, because you're confident enough in the fact there's nobody else there, which most people would be worried in this situation. Is there someone else? Mm-hmm. And the fact you know 100% there isn't is a really good sign, I think.
Yeah.
So I definitely would retract a wee bit, see how it reacts. Hopefully it sparks like a really like honest conversation.
Mm.
And then you can just move forward with that. Also, when you're going for like nearly 2 years, like you're starting to become like a, like you're not in the honeymoon phase anymore. No. So this probably is quite a normal thing as well to go through. So I wouldn't hit panic.
All you need is like a wee 3-day holiday.
Yeah, to go like, and,
honestly,
go and
yeah.
spark it up again.
Like, sometimes work gets the bed to you if you're living together all the time, or even if you don't live together, but you're just going up to each other's houses and sleeping in bed. That
the same
does
routine,
get a bit boring. Like
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, that is normal life, to be fair. But, like, I do think, like, I know a lot of my friends, they have the most amazing relationships, but they always go, like, wee weekends away, mm-hmm. wee hotel stays, log cabins, or they go on holiday, and they're always, like, reigniting that spark.
Yeah.
And I think that is why sometimes some of their relationships are so amazing to see, because
100%.
They're every couple of months, even if it's every 6 months, they're doing something together that's just them two. And you know what it's like, see, when you go on holiday,
you fall in love all over
again. Oh my God, you're like, let's have sex morning, noon and night, you know what I mean? But then you get up and you're like, this doesn't continue.
Don't touch me.
Like, see, in the morning I'm getting ready for work, mate, don't look my direction. But when you're on holiday, it's like, woo, morning.
Yeah.
So
maybe that's what you need. Like, obviously, I mean, you kind of just got up and like head off to the Maldives. We're not saying that, but like a wee overnight, a wee something. Get on what's that Wiltshire or something. Get on there, find a good deal, take yourself away. And
hotel
see
and spa, by the way, there's a lot that goes on in a spa.
Yeah. So I'm sure yous will be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely try and pull back a wee bit and see how he reacts. Right, our next gal has said, for my agony aunt, PS, love yous. We love you too. SOS, girls, help. What the fuck do I do? So I've been dating this guy, still early doors, but honestly, I have never had a connection like this with someone before. Aww. Like, even on the first day, I felt like I'd known him forever, and fireworks were going off in my brain the whole time, lol. And I would never be the one to make the first move or kiss someone on a date, but I just had to kiss this man's face. The tequila soda limes helped that also. But I don't know if I'm overthinking or stressing in advance, but basically he is English and is in Glasgow for his job in the Navy. Wow. Which he is finishing in September and not planning on staying in Glasgow. And I'm currently planning a 3-month trip to South America in May, and also maybe moving for work in September. So am I self-sabotaging myself by already thinking about the future, or am I on to something by getting scared to open up / get attached to this man when future life plans are looking? We are both 24. I feel like it's such mid-20s vibes. Everyone is all over the place. So, that, look, I'm very much a thinker of the future. Like, mm-hmm. I say to Pav, right, so we're going to have babies when I'm in my early 30s. And he's like, whoa, like, calm down. Like, why are you why are you thinking about your early 30s? You're in your mid-20s. So I'm very much someone who thinks of the future. But what I would say to this is you need to have fun, right?
Yeah.
Because tomorrow's not promised.
Yeah. Honestly, my mindset on this has flipped a 360.
Really?
Yeah. I would say, like, personally for me, right, take it from someone who is going out on dates now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was in I'm a dating girly. I was in a relationship for 7 years, planned my whole life with someone, and it was flipped upside down overnight, right?
Yeah.
To the point where, like, I actually didn't know what was going to happen in my life.
Yeah.
Everything I had set in stone and planned with someone has now disappeared. Gone. It's like, that's now not happening. And, like, the first person I went on, like, 4 or 5 dates with, the same person, then I was like, right, okay, so, like, this will probably just be how it goes.
Yeah.
And, like, I had all these feelings and emotions, and, like, I took everything really personal with, like, you didn't hear for them or like whatever. Whereas now that I, like, that's even not a thing, and like I'm now just dating, I'm like, do you know what? See if this lasts for a month, and I have so much fun. What a good month.
I love that for you.
Like, I'm not putting pressure on anything now that I'm just like, because I could go on dates with somebody, right? Like this, just use this guy for example. I could go on dates with him, get to September, he goes away, back down to England. Okay, you will be hurt. There's obviously going to be feelings, right? But there's no guarantee. But that's the same as like, you could end up going out with him for 4 or 5 years and then splitting up. There is no guarantee.
There's not.
So like, see if you're getting wined and dined and you're going to hotels or going away, having fun and having great sex and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it.
I know. And this is life, like, you might say you have like the most amazing time for the next couple of months and then you go your separate ways. That will really, really hurt, right? But who's to say you meet someone when you move to America and they're Mr. Perfect, he lives in America, he lives 5 minutes away. Who's to say he won't break your heart? You actually don't know.
And there's no guarantee that, see, by next week, you could have gave you the ick.
Yeah.
Like, I know you think that now it's great, but like, you could get a month down the line and you can maybe have met someone else or found a better connection with someone else, and then you kind of phase that out. Like, it's good just now, so just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Like, and just see the fact that you like wanted to kiss his face.
And the fact she said there's fireworks going off in her head.
I wish I was on that first date.
I know.
Tell you what, by the way, tequila has a lot to answer
for. Tequila has lots.
See, once I have tequila shots, I'm madly in love with you.
It gives you a whole new level of confidence as well.
Yeah.
Tequila.
The recent date, I went on I ordered a shot with the first cocktail.
Rightly so, huh?
Because I just thought, look, let me loosen up.
It is funny how you can do that. Like she says, on her first date, she felt like she'd known him her whole life. That's how I felt when I met Pav.
Yeah.
And I actually made the first move. So he...
Did you?
He said, I can't remember what he said. I think he said I had something on my face and he gave me a quick like peck on the lips.
Yeah.
And he gave me a quick peck on the lips and then he said, oh, I can't believe I got a kiss on the first date. And I said, well, it wasn't actually a real kiss. And he was like, well, can I have a real kiss? And I was like, mm-hmm. And then we just kissed.
Stop.
Which is really cheeky from me.
I would always kiss the first date. Is this wrong on my part?
You need to try it out.
I'm sorry, but if you don't go in for a kiss, I'll blow that. What?
You need to know. You need to know if you fancy them or if there's that, you know, connection there.
I also think like it's like this is just me being a bit of a like teasing, but I love to like kiss a boy, and then obviously make it a really good kiss, and then I'm like, you're definitely going to ask to see me again.
Yeah.
Because I know what you're thinking. I've got your mind going. Yeah. I do. I think what we went out for dinner and drinks.
Yeah.
And you're not going to give me a winch.
Yeah. A wee disco winch is always in the cards.
Not in public, though, I must say. Yeah. Don't even dare try and come into me in public.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I definitely give me a kiss.
Definitely. I think a kiss is necessary on the first date.
We cuddle, we...
That's like buying a car without test driving it. How do you know you're going to like them?
Exactly. Tried and tested.
So I would say, and this is actually my new attitude for the year, live in the moment.
Yeah.
Why are we stressing about tomorrow? We've got today to focus on.
And you're having fun now, like...
Yeah. Anything, honestly, anything could happen. Anything, honestly, like, not to get all morbid, we could get hit by a bus tomorrow. So why are we stressing about tomorrow? Let's enjoy the moment we're in right now. You're here, you're present. Why are you thinking about tomorrow? We're not there yet.
No.
That's what I'm trying to teach myself.
Kiss them as much as you can.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that I'd imagine this would be fun.
This could also turn into the greatest love story of your life. It also might not, but you need to live in the moment and have fun. You're having fun, keep going. And if anything, if it doesn't work out and it's heartbreaking when he moves, it's a story for the grandkids in the future.
1,000. I keep thinking, see, once like I get older, see the stories I'm going to tell my grandkids in my dating life.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't wait. Like, my group chat is loving for it. I just think, love it.
Absolutely.
You love it when I give you. I feel you. Oh, it's love great. It. Just enjoy it.
There's nothing better than like girl chat, is there?
It's the best.
So exciting. So definitely have fun. You've met someone that you clearly really sparks are flying.
Yeah.
Who cares what the future holds? Just enjoy the moment right now. He sounds great. Right. I've got one here.
Jesus Christ.
Sending this on DM because too long, but would love to be anonymous. Guys, everyone is anonymous on roller coasting. We do not. Disclose any names. Yeah, I can't say this word. Anonymous.
You're saying amnominous.
Do you know why I do that all the time? Amex. So, see, I really have to think about this. Miro, no. remote control.
Remote?
I call it a Mero. Like, I flip. I get wow. M's in the wrong places.
Funny that I remember we talked about that last night, but Carbonara. Uh-huh. I say Carbonara. It's carb.
Yeah.
I'm funny with Mars.
I'm my M's. Well, just as well, I can say my own name. Anyway, hi, girlies. I need help dumping my boyfriend.
Oh, no, my way to die, Ash.
We have been going out on and off for nearly 2 years, and we split up loads of times because our relationship is so toxic. But I cannot seem to get rid of him. Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck that. Even that sentence is a
thinker. I know, that's horrible. We went no contact for almost a whole month of January, but I ended up speaking to him again and sleeping with him, in brackets, poops. And now we're basically back in a relationship. I don't understand how rubbish I feel when I'm on my own and keep running back to a guy who's just bad news. Any advice would be amazeballs. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Love you. So do you know what the problem is with situations like this, toxic situations? The only thing that's drawn you back is comfortability.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to run back to someone that is than it is to start with someone new, because starting with someone new sounds so scary.
And there's no guarantee, there's no...
Uh-huh.
Whereas getting back to somebody you know, you're like...
Well, you know how it works.
I know you like me. Yeah. That's just no...
It's just easier, but it's not better. It might be easier, but it's not better for
you. No. And I also think, like, it's 2 years in. Me, personally, learning from experience, if I got with someone now, and in the first 2 years we've been on and off, we're not meant to be.
100%.
Like, just trust me on that. That will continue. And I also think, like, see the sentence you said, but I can't seem to get rid of him.
That's not a good sign
that,
either. Yeah.
That's the answer that you actually really don't want to be with him. And I also feel like it's habit. Like,
it's habit. Mm-hmm.
2 years in, you obviously will have teething problems and you'll have issues and whatever. But I also believe that, like, the sign of a toxic relationship is on and off. Like, you see that thrown the word you're done, I'm dumped, mm-hmm. or like the threat, that feeling of constantly putting that on somebody, that like, oh my god, we're not together again, does that mean he's single? Like, I actually think that's really nasty.
It is.
To do that to somebody. So realistically, I would just be like, look, we tried this,
it's not working.
Like, I think what we do is we just go our separate ways and we just leave it at that, no contact, and see what happens.
Yeah. But
I also think you then can't have sex with him.
You can't. You need to... Honestly, see, my new rules for relationships is as well, see if we need to take a break, let's just call it a day.
Aye.
I don't think you should have to take breaks in relationships. I think that is the first sign of a relationship ending, is when you start taking breaks.
1,000%.
Because if you want to be in this relationship, if you both wholeheartedly want to be in this relationship, mm-hmm. you work together as a team and you make it work. You don't split up and then see, oh, if we miss you, we'll get back together. What is that saying about a relationship?
So, yeah, like, you shouldn't need testing.
No, you shouldn't need time apart. You should just love
me.
Yeah.
And you should also not want me to not be in your life. And I think if you can go, I don't even care if it's a week. If you can go a week where you're like, F you, and, oh, do you know what? I don't want to be with you. I'm done and all that. And, like, no contact. Right, well, we're not meant to be together. No. Like, realistically. And also, the sex is never as good as it seems.
No.
Like, it'll be great that one time, and then, trust me.
And you can go out with someone else and, like, have fun with someone else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I definitely think you need to cut them off. And I think the way to do that, especially if it's, like, a toxic situation, you need to unfollow each other, maybe even need to block each other just so you physically 1,000%. Can't see anything. You need to cut contact. You need to rip the band-aid off and be done with it. No going back. You need to, like, hold yourself accountable. Say to your friends, do not let me contact him. Like, and they'll drill it into you. They won't let you. Like, you just need to rip it off and move on, because this situation is never going to get better.
Honestly, like, this is literally what I do. Like, Megan, you can vouch for this.
Uh-huh.
I have said to absolutely everyone and anyone, see when I'm out of a relationship, you don't have any way to contact me physically. Like, mm-hmm. you, unless you show up at my front door, that's your only physical mm-hmm. way. And I say to people, don't tell me anything. I don't want to know. I don't care how bad it is. Like, you don't want to know if he gets with someone else. You don't want to know what he's posting on
his
social media.
There's no benefit to that.
There's not, because that is the way you would get back in. Even if it's to, like, be cheeky, like, oh my God, I can't believe you've done that. It's still a form of contact. So in my opinion, it's block, delete. And as hard as this sounds, but, like, you're kind of... dead to me in a way. Like, you're going to become a stranger. Like, yeah. And that is the only way you'll move on. And then, you know what? See, in life, if you're meant to be together, you'll be together.
I know.
That is as simple as that.
100%. And you just can't be in toxic situations.
2 years in.
No. Relationships shouldn't be that hard. Like, I say that, like, obviously there's life is hard, right? Life's hard. So life situations are always going to be there, and mm-hmm. it will be hard to get through these things. But see your relationship and how much you love each other and how much you trust each other and respect each other. That should never be hard.
If it's hard, if you find it hard to love the person you're with, you're in
the wrong one. And it just shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be hard to be respectful, to be trusting, to be loving. If any of those three things are hard, it's just not right. It doesn't make anyone a bad person. You're just not with the right person.
Yeah.
Things will be hard in life, like situations and curveballs that get thrown at you. Yeah. But if you can't respect, love and trust someone, see ya.
Adios.
See ya. I wouldn't want to be ya. Guys, we've been doing this almost a bloody hour and we actually have to go and we've got some yoga to get to.
Yeah, we need to get ourselves, because we do not look like influencers.
No, we don't.
I'm sorry, but we cannot show up to an influencer event like this. Can you just go home?
I know, like, what? So we're going to have to do one more. I feel bad. So many people sent in dilemmas. So thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate you trusting us with
your life problems.
Such details.
Yeah.
But we'll do one more. We'll finish up on one more. And really sorry if I didn't manage to get to yours, but we could always
maybe do a part two if you love it that much.
We could. Let us know if you'd like a part two. We just unfortunately have some downward dogs to be doing. So last one is, hey girls, I'm recently 27 and all my friends are buying houses, moving in with their partners over the past year or so, and I feel like I'm going to be the last, so it feels strange. But I also feel like I can't afford to move out alone yet, and my boyfriend is 6 years younger than me and isn't ready to move out of his family home. Should I be stressed that he doesn't want to move out with me, or am I overthinking this because I'm comparing our life to that of all my friends? We've been together for 6 years and I want to move in, get engaged, etc. But I feel like we're just not there yet because he is 2 years younger than me. Did she not say 6 years younger than me?
Because my boyfriend of 6 years is
younger than me. That's my problem.
I know, I was trying to work out the math there. I was like, how? What?
Okay. Not really sure what to think. Need some advice. Thanks, girls. Love you two. Wholesome souls. Oh, thanks so much.
I pure love you.
Wholesome is such a lovely word, isn't it? So, basically, her boyfriend's 2 years younger than her. They've been together for 6 years, mm-hmm. and he's not ready to move out of his family home yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I would... My first instinct would say, oh, that's a bit weird. But then I'm not saying that because one of my best friend's boyfriend is also 2 years younger than her. And he's literally said to her, like, by the way, I'm not moving out my family home anytime soon. Like, I can live here for free. It's a nice house. I have a really good relationship with my mum and dad. Like, I'm not in a rush to move out of this and start skinning myself alive. Like, you're welcome to stay here as much as you want. I'm just not ready to move out anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when I read this, I'm not concerned that he's not in a rush. Because honestly, obviously, I live alone. Abby, you've lived alone. It's so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
See, if you don't have, like, a burning itch to go and do it, there's no rush. Because your life does change. Like, you have mm-hmm. fucking bills coming out your ears. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really big step. So I would say that I wouldn't be alarmed and I wouldn't be worried about it and I wouldn't be stressed about it. But on the flip side of that, if you do want to move out and you want to get engaged and stuff, it has to be on both your terms. It can't just be on his. Do you know what I mean?
As well, you would need to, like... So, like, I would say my situation to yours... Well, we're similar ages for starters. Like, I'm 28. I moved in with my ex when I was 23, which was...
That's so young.
Yeah, that's when I got my housemate.
Wow.
That was 5 years ago.
That is really young.
So, like, I was a lot younger. He obviously was older. And, like, I was the first one in my group to do it. And then, obviously, now that has flipped. I am now the only one in my friend group mm-hmm. to, well, one, be single and not, like, be in their house or whatever. Yeah. So, I'm obviously back at my mum and dad's. And, like, realistically, I am looking to buy my own home. But it is very expensive. And, it will be a struggle.
Yes. However,
I know that, like, I think the difference with this is you need to, as long as you both know, like, if he says to you, No, obviously I want to live with you. Like when we when I move out, I'm moving out with you.
Yeah.
Different if he says to you, no, when I do move out my mum and dad's house, I'll probably buy my own flat.
That would be alarm bells. That's
where we're waving red flags over here. That would be like, right, well, so you don't have any intention of doing it with me.
Yeah.
I think if his reasons are maybe affordability, he's not fully maybe where he wants to be financially, he wants to save more. I do agree with that.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But I think if it's like, no, when I will move out, I'll maybe do my own thing.
Yeah.
Then I would be concerned.
Do you know what it is? As long as there's a plan in place.
Yeah. And your plans together.
Set out a 5-year plan. As long as he says to you, right, see, in 3 years, me and you're moving out, right? This is the kind of house I think we should go for. I'll save up this amount, you save up that amount. If these conversations are happening and you know it's just a case of time, when money's right, timing's right,
mm-hmm.
who cares? There's no age to do these things. Who cares if you're 25 or 45?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. As long as you're happy and you're doing what's right for you and your partner, then fuck whatever age everyone else is and whatever people have to say about it. As long as he can assure you, no, it's me and you. It's just no right now.
Yeah,
and I don't think there's anything to be stressed about.
And also, like, there's things that you could do to, like, give both of you reassurance. Like, you could both set up a wee joint bank account
100%,
now. 100%, like, maybe, like, you give yourself an end goal. Like, in 2 years' time, we're going to buy a house together. So let's set up a joint bank now where, like, there you go. You've got, like, a little bit of more security that you're going to be doing something together. I also, like, I really wouldn't be concerned, and I say this, I should take my own advice on this, really, about your age and where your friends are at. Because,
never.
Like, there was times where maybe my friends would maybe have thought, oh, well, like, Abby's away doing this and now it's flipped. But, like, you're going to have it. It's just maybe not right now.
Yeah.
And see, to be honest, see the way the house market is.
You don't want it to be the
like,
new.
I am so glad I'm back, Mum and Dad, because I've been looking and I'm like, oh, my God. It is way harder to live on your own than it, like...
It's so hard. Like, honestly, like, I love living myself so much, but sometimes I say to myself... Why did I do this? It's so much money. Like,
it's a lot of stress and worry.
A lot of stress and worry, 100%. So I genuinely, I know it's so easy to be like, oh shit, my friends are doing this, or I'm this age, should I be doing that? No, who cares? I also do think now, I think times are much better where it is relaxing a bit. Like, I feel like now people don't turn their nose up at, oh, what, you're this age and you still live at home. I feel like people used to be more like that.
Yeah.
But now I think it's, everyone knows how hard it is out there. Nobody thinks it's fucking easy unless you're like born in a rich family or something. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's struggling with the same things. So I definitely wouldn't let your friends having been moved out make it a factor in this.
No.
You're in a 6-year relationship. Clearly you love each other. And as long as you have a plan that is 100% with each other, I don't think you have to worry about the timing of it.
And if it's a thing where you really want to move out the now, but you don't want to buy a house on your own, I do think you could rent for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's face it, like if one person has a house on their own, like, you're more likely going to spend time there.
Yeah.
That then might make you to realise what it is like to live together. That maybe could make him be like, oh, do you know what? I love this. This is brilliant. Like, do you know what? I actually would like to move out. And then maybe things would get the ball rolling. Especially
quicker.
If you've already got, like, see if you've got your deposit money there and you want to just experience living out of your family home. I don't see the issue in renting.
I know. Also, rent can be, like, a good wee test first. Like, getting a mortgage with someone is more serious in my eyes than getting married to someone.
Trust me, don't do it, Trips. If I could give the advice, do not do it.
So maybe, and I know it's hard because, like, renting, like, can seem like a bit of a waste of money, but seeing the grand scheme of things... Is it? Because what if you get a mortgage to someone and it doesn't work out? I'm not saying this is going to happen with you and your 6-year sweetheart, but that can happen, as we know. So maybe renting with someone for a wee quick 6 months or something is just a good wee dip a toe in the water.
It is, and it lets the both of you see what it would be like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, again, it would maybe make you figure out, oh, what you want. Like, do you want a flat? Do you want a house? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what? It's also... so short, like, you can rent somewhere for 6 months and experience it and have a blast. And then you might be like, do you know what, actually, I don't actually know if I'm ready to move out. And
yeah,
then
true.
That might change your mindset. Like, I've went from owning a house, then I lived in a flat for a short time there until like things were sorted, and then, like, now I'm back at mum and dad's and I go, right, I know what I'm wanting to do. Mm-hmm. I now know what I want my affordability to be, what yeah, I would yeah. pay, what I wouldn't pay. Like, it will, I don't think renting's a bad idea. And no. if you both are up for it, then it's a good wee test.
Yeah. But definitely don't stress about your age, what yep. your friends are up to. You need to do life at your pace and what's right for you and your partner. And I don't have any, I don't have any worries about this one.
Nah, I thought that was really lovely, actually.
Yeah.
You speak so lovely as well.
You do. You absolutely do. You're also a wholesome soul.
You are. Very wholesome.
Right, guys, that'll want to wrap it up here. Gosh, we've really not got long to pull ourselves
nah,
together.
Nah, we can't. Absolutely not.
So even that alarm went off this morning, I was like, oh.
Oh, I could feel was a pizza.
Oh my God, I don't know.
Sitting there in my stomach.
Oh, but anyway, we hope you've enjoyed this episode. I've had a cracking time recording this.
This has been a blast.
It's been really good. Let us know if you want a part two. Thanks so much for being on, Abby.
Thank you for having
me. You've been a fantastic guest.
Thanks.
and love yous all so much, Roller Coaster Riders. Enjoy the episode. Let us know if you'd like another one. And I will see you next week. Woohoo! Bye! Bye.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little. And we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter. Keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.